Hello again, podcast friends. This is Angelisa Chandler, Biblical Counselor and the Care Ministry Associate here at New Vision Baptist Church, and I'm so glad to be on the podcast with you guys today. I hope you are enjoying walking through 1 Thessalonians with us as we are called up as Christians. Not just called up to the hope of the second coming of Christ, but also called up to holy living. So today I am just going to read one verse for us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it is verse 14. I'm going to read it in the NIV, and then we're going to break this down and see if we can learn what Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is telling us today about being called up. All right, guys, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 14. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. All right, guys, just one verse, but so, so packed. What we read yesterday was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, and we learned that Paul was urging them, them being the Thessalonians, to recognize the leaders that God has placed in front of them. They were called to esteem and love them, and the ultimate goal is having peace between them. So we saw that yesterday through the podcast, but today we pick up right after that in verse 14, and Paul starts by saying, "We urge you." He uses this word of more of an urgency and seriousness to let us know that we have an urgency as we are called up to holy living and not just those in authority. He's talking to us. He's talking to the people who aren't in authority, not just the pastors and teachers and elders of your church, but you in the church body. Now he's urging us, and this is some things he's trying to let us know. So there are three things that I want to point out today in this one verse that he's calling us to do as the body of Christ. So he begins by telling us to warn those who are idle. In some other translations, he uses this word to warn the unruly. So basically, the Greek word here that is in the Greek when it was written, when Paul was writing this, is the word adductus. I might be saying that wrong, but it means out of order or a slack in performance of duty. This was actually used often as a military word, and it describes a soldier who marches out of step or is just insubordinate or somebody who just doesn't follow the rules. This is a person who is literally choosing to follow their own opinions or preferences more than the commander or the person in charge. And Paul is warning us that these people must be warned because when they are out of step or out of line with what God is teaching and the way that the church is headed, it can cause mass chaos. Matter of fact, Proverbs teaches this a lot. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, God warns us to not lean on our own understanding, but instead to trust the Lord. And in Proverbs 16, 9, he tells us that the heart of a man plans his ways, but it's the Lord who established their steps. Teaching that God is sovereign is key to helping others find true freedom. As we learn to surrender and obey to God's command for our life, that helps us as a church body to not only, of course, be in step with the Lord, but to find peace and comfort in the chaos. So the first thing he calls us as Christian is to warn those who are idle, who are in the wrong step. But secondly, he tells us to comfort the faint-hearted. This is a call to be empathetic to those who are discouraged or depressed. We are called to walk beside them and encourage and support them in their time of need. Galatians 6:2 also reminds us that we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So as the body of Christ, this is what we're called to do. We need to comfort those who are struggling. When a part of our body is hurting, we want to tend to it, right? So like if you've ever had a broken bone or a strain in a muscle, we really kind of pamper that and we take care of it so it can heal and get better. The same way with the body of Christ is there, if there's one person who's struggling, who's not well, then we need to walk beside them and comfort them and help them in need so that as the body, we can be strengthened together. So guys, we're called to do this. The third thing is God tells us to uphold the weak. This means helping those who are without strength. This could be physical weakness or spiritual weakness. If someone is spiritually weak, that could just mean that they're doubting or they're questioning things that have to do with the Lord. So we need to teach them how to depend on the Lord, and we need to teach them biblical discipline so they can stand on their own two feet. Remember, it is so easy to feel weak. If our faith is not strong, we'll be easily to fall. Here's a quote that I use often in the counseling room. It's a quote by Malcolm X. I know that's so not a biblical character, but it's just such a strong quote. And he says that if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And isn't that true in our Christian walk? If we don't know or understand what we stand for in the biblical passages or stand for in our walk with Christ, then we're going to so easily fall into temptation of the world. So guys, remember that we need to help others to stand on their two feet and learn how to go to the Word for what they really believe in and what they can truly stand on, which is Christ. Philippians 4:13 reminds us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is only with the help of the Father that we can get through this thing that we call life. But lastly, after these three things he calls us to do, Paul reminds us again that we need to be patient with everyone. Here's what is true, friends, that we are going to be surrounded by people who are idle or unruly. We're going to be surrounded by people who are faint-hearted or discouraged, and also people who are weak physically and spiritually. And guys, sometimes this can be taxing, and sometimes it can be hard, or they could be difficult people to be around, right? But here's what Paul is calling us to do is to be patient with them, because God is patient with us, right? God is patient with us, and he meets us where we are. And so that's what he is calling us to do. Because guys, not just the pastors of the church or the elders of the church are called to care for the body, but we as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we are also called up to live holy and to help others do the same. So I hope this really encourages you guys that when God places you right in the middle of difficult people, you will not be looking at how inconvenienced you are or how difficult the situation could be or give up easily on them. But instead, I pray that you can warn the unruly, that you can comfort the faint-hearted, and you can uphold the weak, as we are a part of this Lord's work and we are called up to live this holy life and help others. Guys, I love you, and I'm so thankful that I get to be a part of the body of Christ. So I pray you have a great weekend. Have a great day. Bye.